Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
I'm the C-H-U-O-B-B. R-O-C.
R-O-C.
K.
K.
Yes. Yes. From the darkest region of the hardcore bush, whether your lungs get hung and your heart get took, my travels would extend from Notion to Rogers, whether part one or two of the Crooklyn Dodgers. As a young spark in Rock Creek Park after dark, used to rip MCs, then disappear like a fart in the breeze, and the trees start to sneeze. I pollinate like sex-starved bees due to leaves. MCs sometime go mano a mano, my entrance will be just like Desperado. I appear like Jesus Christ shakes the night into a frenzy. Niggas remember me on the mic, dropping syllables that sometimes tongue-tie the criminals, and delivered by insults, delivered by subliminals, provocative. And the lyrics are sweet licorice, whether you're whitish, redneckish, or no snickerish.
Chubb said to speed, but me, I got no breaks, just like a bitch. Watch the Federation get all up in your tricks, huh? I got these so-called players vexed, cause bitches wine and dine us, and I'm crooked, let's find us. Find the past time I write rhymes and bag clever dimes, never mind the dumb sluts that get one nut. They wanna shake they butt and strut for what? Me the tall man, I just lay up in the cut. Fuck killing, soon to be top villain, making the killing.
Yeah.
Fuck me. It must be the same geezer who built it.
Easy people.
Don't chat to me, yeah? Don't even chat to me.
Arms House, episode 142.
Bun all of you, yeah?
Again, we're in West London.
Shut up.
Bopping along the canal. There's basically this new, like, kind of creative hub. This is my man over there.
My man.
Groaning away. Right, look at all the solar panels. My man's fully
He's
independent.
He's having a barbecue, yeah? It's dangerous on the
He's
on
living
the,
off the grid, son.
See, we were talking to our friend, the boat pod, and she was saying she doesn't want to come over to this side with these ends, because these ends are like the dirty ends. Like,
yeah.
See? Like the crackhead boats.
Easy fret, RCS. Oh, watch your backs.
Out of the way. Everyone get out of the way!
Who's this guy?
I don't know who this guy is.
I think it's an up-and-coming writer. I don't know.
Trying out his bubble style.
Yeah.
Maybe you should stick to the straight letter style. It's a little bit easier. We were saying bubble style, people think it's easier, but it's not that easier. So this guy should, you know, perfect your letters first on the straight letter style, and then go on the curvy wervy. This guy, B Dizorbea, aka Lohson Booba. I love it when stuff goes on, yeah.
That's Marlborough, it's not Booba.
That's Marlborough.
Yeah.
Damn, do you want to...
I mean, easy mistake to make.
Do you want to have a little flex on my brethren's letter style, bruv? Jesus Christ.
Love, man.
Oh, but Booba's got two up here, no?
Most likely, yes.
I love it when Booba puts up someone puts up a thing of his graph and they put the word.
Yeah.
there's like a different word all the time. Every time you see his graph, it's like it says, you know, grade or something like that.
Oh, look. Here's an old tag of mine from years ago.
Shut up, rude boy.
Someone went over it.
But it's all love. I remember that was a...
Shall I dog it with my pen?
You know what happened? This time, when I did this, I remember when I had this orange can, I cycled from Hackney Wick on a Lime bike. Cost me 28 quid on the Lime bike from Hackney. Like 2 a.m, I cycled all the way along. You know, there's a canal route that goes basically right near where Hackney is. And I was doing tags, orange tags all the way along. You impressed with me, yeah? You happy?
I love your canal bombing flex.
Shout out Selfie, Free Nego.
I turned mine off with my zip.
Oh, is it?
Just the record button.
Put it back on?
Yeah.
All right, give us a little clap and you should be all
Fuck.
Right. All right.
Scar, hey, see, man like a Lupo. Man like a
Sake.
Fassy. Oi, face. I said fussy.
Oh, my days.
Big up T's.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
All the time.
Moan.
Big up Jazz.
I don't think we said a R.I.P. to Minor as well. Sorry.
This is what we're taking out. This Roxy, they're throw-ups. But they're DLC and AC. You want the whole of South London on you, bruv.
Yeah.
Damn.
Shout out Law, Differ.
Oh yeah, this word here, and the way he does it, is exactly why we got into beef with Vibes when he was doing that old word.
What, a lose?
Yeah. But he's not an amuse or abuse or amuse.
Aha, uh-huh. Amuse.
Must have been amuse.
Likely, yeah.
Must have been amuse.
I think I remember an amuse.
You can't write abuse. That's ridiculous.
And, I have a friend who has a clothing
label. He did it like that.
Ah, okay.
The A's and that.
All right, well, it's not all that.
But your favourite writer.
Yeah. I love the colours and the Differ is ill.
Differ, yeah, it's sick.
Differ with
who
the red
that?
And orange.
Delta.
Yeah, it looks like it.
One Hunter. His brethren as well.
Yeah.
Zeit did the... Oh, do you know what writer I heard about today that I hadn't heard or thought about for eight? Zerx.
Oh, yeah, Zerx.
Z-E-R-X.
Yeah.
Do you remember
we saw
that?
We saw some of his stuff in East when we were there. We were there last night. Shout out Polo, man. That was a wicked night. Elab. It was called Monthly Night at the Orange Room.
Sorry, I was still talking about Zerx.
Yeah.
I like this one-to-one guy, man. He's doing something a little bit different. I've seen other bits of him around my way.
It's a bit of a funky
style. I mean, this is my
style.
Way, son. This is my...
I like all the letters except for the E on that one. Anyway, we can't graph critique. These people didn't send their graph in, so
shut
we can't
up,
be critiquing it. Shout out Krept
hey, this
and
geezer,
Ned.
Yeah, this geezer loves legals, yeah?
Yeah.
The only thing he's ever done in his life is legals.
Proper
man's
legal
trying to tell him
bod.
To, you should come on tracks. He's like, nah, bruv, allow it. I don't want to get nicked. You know, he's never been to jail or anything. He's fucking like out there, but only on the legals, bruv. I mean, everyone knows my man.
Yeah, man.
And this geezer as well, yeah? This is my brethren. Like, long time, done though. But I'm always telling him, you need to start painting trains, bruv. And now I'm going to give you a little example now, yeah? Because now you see this. Like, it's nice, bruv. It's nice. But look who sees it, bruv. Look who sees it, bruv. No one cares about them. You need to start painting the tube. And don't go into the BRs first, yeah? Go and paint the tube, bruv. Listen. Give me a call. I'll take you in. I'll bring you in, bruv. I got everything. Keys, everything.
And what's that? D something? S? What do you think that stands for?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some newfangled crew. I don't know what the fuck.
This has got to be Booba and Booba.
Yeah, that's Booba. 100%. Well, I can't say 100%, but I'm pretty fucking sure.
Listen, I'm going to say it to the screen. There's a lot of writers. There's a lot of you that bite my man. There's a lot of you that bite Chick. To levels that are crazy, like we're mixing fucking him up. Fuck.
Okay, let me just, I want to argue against that slightly. There's a difference, there's only a slight difference between straight biting someone or if you're coming up under someone and you're influenced heavily
that's
by that person.
Booba. 100%.
That's 100%. That's 100%, yeah. But you know, I think there's a slight difference there. You let us know if you think there's a difference between just straight biting or... I mean, I think eventually, even if you are influenced by someone, you should develop your own style.
And you take some of theirs with you and you start developing, you go on somewhere else.
Ultimately, yeah, if you want to...
Like, there's some heads...
Yeah, I know.
...where I can't tell who did it.
I know. And we don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean, it's just...
No, you're out there doing your thing and doing a lot of graph, but like, man's like, what?
Yeah.
Who
should we
that?
Sit on the bench for a minute or do you want to walk up to that thing there? Because look, if you look... Yeah, if you look across there, just I want to show you this
big
building
up my
here.
Big up and Alex first.
Oh yeah, big up Alex, of
big
course.
Big up Alex.
Yeah, here we go. Boom.
Comes with a little something different. Who's he gone over? Oh, you're
original flex.
Force. The green fucked up and let him down a bit over there.
That's all right. I mean, they obviously did it quick, you know. I mean, they weren't fucking around.
I hope Bassi's my my advice.
Yeah.
He will, but I'm going to send it to him. But he's going to, you know.
Should we sit here for a minute? Because I want to explain briefly
Bass,
why we're here.
When you do graph, you should take a glove out with you as well. That when you touch stuff, like they don't know who it is. Do you know what I mean?
We might do a little something on here. I don't know if we've got time. But basically over here, there's a new spot that we were alluded to by some people. Shout out Sophie on the boat pod. Oh, yeah. I should really
there
say.
He's from West. I'm from New York. This is how we stoop. We stooping, motherfucker. Yeah. We stooping.
We did a set, me and El Presidente, on the boat pod. It's now available to... you can just listen to it on Mixcloud or you can see it on YouTube. I'll put the link below. It's a ill little two-hour music mix of Tarbush Records, El Presidente, and your boy Amber. It's sick. Go check that out. Anyway, Sophie on the boat kind of told
big
us about
Sophie
this.
Sophie on the boat, man.
Yeah, really cool.
Big up Soph on the boat.
She told us about this new spot. What's it called? Mason and Fives or something? What's the name of it? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I'm getting an arm tattoo sticker on that.
Yeah, but what's the name of this?
I've got it.
Does anyone remember?
Let me check my Mason 25.
Something like that, yeah? Find out, because we should let them know. Because it's a new place. It's only been around 6 weeks. It's
Mason
like
Mason and Fifth.
Mason
Fifth. Westbourne Park. They've got a couple of them going on. I know they've got one in Primrose Hill.
Yeah, they're doing one in Hackney soon or something. I don't know.
Hackney.
But it's kind of like, how to describe it? It's like a creative hub kind of slash Soho Studios. That's, kind of.
Yeah, no, but it's for residents. It's mainly for residents only, right? So it's like a, you're trying to create a place where Londoners who live here, who can't afford to live, can't afford to buy, can't afford to get shared ownership, etc., don't want to pay like tons of money on private rent, come here. And not only pay, they pay rent, but then they get access to, you
studio
know, like gymnasium,
space, shoot, gymnasium,
like fucking recording studio, all that creative shit. So, like, they're gonna do pottery. They're gonna do, like, obviously that lady was doing painting. There was like that woman making dresses. They're gonna have all that music shit going on. They got recording studio. They got that listening room where they got like the vinyls out and shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you can
yeah.
sit there and just bump a few tunes.
Yeah, and they had the spa, and they had a swimming pool, and like all sorts of stuff.
I would say like 26 to like 37, 38 years old, that's going to be like the target, you know what I mean,
oh, yeah,
audience.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, you know.
Because it's all vinyl set up and stuff like that.
And there's bars and shit like that. But it's nice. It's been open 6 weeks, so it better be nice, but...
So we like just walking through there now, we bumped into Kish Cash and Jumpin' Jack Frost is in there. Big up Charlie Dark. Charlie Dark came up to us. He was like, no, it's you two. No way, you two got me through the pandemic, man. Big up, Arms House, like that. I was like, taking it back. I was like, that's love, man.
There's nothing dark about Charlie Dark. He's a beacon of light. He's a
bad
man.
Beacon of light. Nana, really cool dude, man. He showed a lot of love.
Shocking.
Shout out Tamir and Hatch and all the crew as well. Hatch is from back home, mate.
Yeah, he's from back home.
Back
I haven't spoken to him, but I've heard he's from back home.
He's from back home.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently tonight, now, well, soon, or actually right now, maybe.
Jumping Jack Frizz.
No, Tony Touch. Tony Toca from Brooklyn, famous mixtape DJ, peacemaker, you know, fucking, what's the name of that crew with Black Moon? Rocksteady Crew and Boot Camp Click
Boot Camp
and all
Click.
That lot, you know. So he's doing a little DJ set. And it's free, and so we're just gonna check it out. Hopefully, maybe we'll get a couple of words with him as well. I mean, I don't know, I'm not holding my breath. But anyway, looks like this place has potential. It could turn into a super trendy hipster place. God knows. Let's just see, innit? You know, time will tell. But it seems like they have their heart in the right place. They're not like super overcharging for everything, and they're like, because that's the thing, what happens with places like this. It's like they want to be a creative hub, but then whoever's got the most money gets to use it, you know? But it seems like they're actively trying to get working creatives, knowing that they're not wealthy people. You know, if you work in the arts industry, usually it's quite a struggle.
So I was expecting, to be fair to them, I was just like, what's the membership? I expected like, you like $299 a month.
Mm.
And she's like, there's none.
Yeah.
You've got to pay rent to live. But you have access to all the public spaces. There's quite a few.
Anyway, it looks cool. This is not an advert for them. They're not paying us money, so we'll
see. Yeah, ban them anyway. Arms House bans everything. Yeah, we should have had a fob that opens all doors. Where's the fob?
We didn't have
a fob. Still in the post.
Soph had the fob. Should we just jack Soph?
Tell the geezer, where's the fob for the Arms House?
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's the most creative thing that's ever come out of fucking West London. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look cool. Oh, yeah. Also,
saving people's lives, the Arms House. Should have had a fob. Long time ago. Long time ago.
All right, so...
These are all our friends. What, you know...
I want to show some love to everyone who came last week for the Arms House Graph Jam 2025.
Look at the comments on the line, but it's loving life. Look. Yeah. Taking his kids out. The son's a bit fuming, so he hangs behind a bit. Wants to be cool in his Vans. He's like, bun you, Dad. We're going on a tour with you, man. This fucking sucks. Balls going on a tour with my parents, man. I'm going to hang back.
But I want to talk a little bit about last week, if that's okay. Yeah? Please. Fucking...
Arms House, Graf Jam, Latimer Road, Metzky. Big up all the people that came down. It was fucking sensational. Yeah. It was more than last week. It was
a real bunch
last year.
Yeah.
There was the garage tunes rolling from those guys at that end.
Clap and...
Clap.
Alk.
Clap. Clap gave my missus the clap. And then... big up Plug, big up Mir, big up Metzky, big up Reefer.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean? Big up Fresidente.
Big love
Habibi,
to Metzky.
Habibi, please, not too far. Not too far. You're falling.
You're going to fall in the canal.
You're falling, Habibi.
With like. But I want to give, I want to show some big, big love for Metzky, man. You know, because that was mad impromptu, out of the blue. We were all on one. We'd been drinking literally all day by that point.
Mate, how did you start CBM?
I stabbed 17 people last weekend.
No, we can't put that in, mate. What are you doing? How did you start CBM? And then I got stabbed 85 times.
He's like, I took a bullet for Pure, man. I took a bullet for it.
I love Metzky.
That's how
so
much
well.
I love
him. I love him so much.
He's a
why
G.
Are you the, Metzky, why are you the king of bush? Because I'm the fucking king of bush, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, he's the Don.
Metzky's got that portrait. Someone did for him.
Oh yeah,
he
him
didn't
on
paint
horse.
That,
yeah,
bruv. Someone painted that for him. Where he's on the polo horse with like the flag. You know that
I'll try and find it. I'll put it here. I should have put it last week. Have you not got my light? I gave you my light.
Oh, okay. That is a bad man portrait. Metzky is a fucking G.
He's a Don.
He is the king of the king of West. Maddie, why are you doing graph over there? Look at your face.
The green one.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You can't zoom on the GoPro. So
that's such a shame, isn't it?
But listen, I want to say big up everyone who came through. Thank you so much. Next year will be even bigger and better, man. But we need to pick a winner who wins not this exact cap, but it's this cap. But I've got a fresh, brand new one in the box with a pin and everything. Shout out to Right Up UK, the young lad who sought us up. He's like a young up-and-coming entrepreneur, you know what I mean? He's starting his own clothing
business.
Oh,
well, the hat
business.
Guy.
Yeah, the hat
yeah,
guy.
Man. So I'm gonna go. Up, man. He was on it.
So I'm going to go to the latest episode.
He's got a vision. Habibi, look at these people on the holidays.
Oh, on the boat.
Enjoy your holidays.
You see.
And then you go past like the hip hop. Oh no, don't embarrass me in front of my dad. Jesus Christ.
All right, here's
where's this guy from? I'll give you five guesses. Two guesses. Oh, he's English.
But we can't see them, so there's no point chatting about them.
No, I thought he was speaking a different language. That's how much the English language fucks me sometimes.
So people leaving comments like, you think I need to paint that blue BR cap, bruv? Yes, I do. Haha, please.
Goated pod. Should have had a fob. You know what I mean?
Been waiting for this episode. Goated. Didn't
Don't
disappoint.
Even have a fob.
This episode was brilliant. We need more graph stories. Yeah, all right. Wicked episode. Big up, Mr. Met. There was one I saw that I want to pick. Met, man, is off the rails, son. People like that No 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 song, and people were chatting about the last song.
How many people got in touch about my tune? My tune battered your tune, bro.
Well,
people, okay. Big up all the people getting in touch saying, yo, Amber's tune is whack. Why'd you let him pick tunes? And then everyone said, oh, what tune did you play at the end? That was my tune. The tune we played at the end, that was my tune. It was a big man tune.
Okay, I tried to play a little something different. You play the same fucking
you played
Benny
Brazilian,
Butcher.
It was Brazilian
Benny
mess.
Butcher. Benny Butcher. How many Benny Butcher tunes are you going to play on the pod? And then you're telling me
OT,
that I'm playing the same.
And OT.
Tune.
We've had OT.
And
OT,
we've
had the,
OT the real. Okay, so this comment by at the number four fam. Okay, the four fam. Do you want to read that out?
The four
Have
fam.
You got your glasses
Yo,
on?
Amber, I'd love that hat for my 13-year-old son who loves flicking through our copy of Subway Art and watching Arm Sales to Your Mum's House with his old man. Hasn't picked up the can, but appreciates the craft. Jesus Christ, big up the little 13-year-old lad who loves flicking through Subway Art. Basically, you want to stop looking at Subway Art, just start watching the Arm's House religiously. Tell everyone you know, everyone at school, if they want to be cool, they go watch the Arm's House.
So yeah, big up yourself, man. The
four
number
fam.
Four fam. Hit us up on the Instagram, in the DMs, or armshouseyourmumshouse@gmail.com. And I will wing this hat to you and your child.
The Clarks are sensational. They're sensational. Yeah, but they are sen fucking station. Top class, there's.
All right, what else did I want to talk about? I want to say one quick thing, yeah? You know our things down by Westbourne? Is it Westbourne Park down by, with that long lineup, Teach and fucking Stay and Zonk and everyone, and we did it right at the end.
Yeah.
I went past it the other day, it's covered in a vine. Yeah, covered. And I was thinking, it's protected now. And it'll come back out during the winter, it'll come out for all to see.
And it might
seasonal.
Not even
it's
do
seasonal...
that. It might take 3 years and then in one day it comes down.
It's a seasonal piece, I think. No, because in the winter it will all die off and it'll
Because you
back.
Remember what I... You just sat there building a zoo and I'm like taking all the shit off the wall with my gloves.
Scraping the wall like a cunt. Yeah, I remember.
I did all the work on that.
Yeah, man.
Because Booba invited me on that.
Mm.
And I didn't go down. And then he said, oh, you're lucky you didn't go down because we... had to scrape for ages.
Scrape, man, yeah.
You know what he's scrape. Like? He, no, I can't, I fucking scrape now. He'll clean the wall.
So I just wanted to mention that. And, oh yeah, Finger. On the, no, but I wanted to say one last thing as well about the Graph Jam. The yellow BR that I painted.
It got battered.
Yeah? It got battered. But did you notice what the yellow BR was? I know I put the red BR symbol on it, but the shape of the train, did you recognize it?
It was the Amsterdam double decker.
It was the Amsterdam banana double decker train, because that's the story from the... Do you think I need to paint that yellow BR?
It.
It's from the Amsterdam thing. And so I thought, oh, let me put that. And no one noticed. Anyway, sorry. Next.
Maddie, do you want to do the pod in at home or the rest of it in your house?
No, I just wanted to double check everything's cool. It's still zipped up.
Yeah, right, zipped up. What is this? Oh, that's like a Meckle fence. Is that that's an old dump?
Oh, yeah,
I never paint down the canal. Never in my life. I've jumped on that wall over.
Yeah.
Into the bits.
I did something not too long ago. With young. Oh, watch out! Sorry, mate.
Venga.
Bloody cyclist. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out, Bops. He's doing his thing, isn't it? With the he's got this.
Bob's is doing his thing.
He's got a mechanism for like the spray cans and stuff. Go check that shit out, man. Oh no, it's Bopsy R.
Look, someone set Baser on fire, bruv.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, shit, it's burnt along the top.
Damn, son.
Techno, I've seen him about.
I miss
man.
Techno so much, yeah. And I used to take so many E's, and so I just need to fucking start writing techno just to remind myself of them days. No, you see them things there? When someone does the psh for the middle of the night. When someone does the psh for the middle of the border.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah, just the dots.
Why do that, brother? Yeah. Why do that, please? Tell me why, please.
Yeah. I was going to say techno. Do you reckon he was on Ket when he did that? Every tag I see of him, it looks like he's on Ket. Sorry, techno.
His is on fire as well, on the E.
Yeah, someone set a light to it. Watch your backs. Big reefer in the house.
Push.
Oh, and there's a little Obey tag down.
This one's just, you could have chucked her and she was skinnier. She would have flown in.
What are you saying? What are you saying about
just, we should have pushed them in on tape. Wait, big up my man.
Oh, wait, have you seen that video that went viral a couple of weeks ago? The woman, this is illegal!
Holding her own phone.
And everyone
phone.
Was like, kick her in the phone.
Yeah, she's not even phoning the police. She's holding her phone.
This is illegal! Have you seen that as well? Oh, my days.
Yeah, the man, them are having fires down here.
Innit?
I like that E. I like the reefer E.
Yeah, reefer. Dapper. B4 dies. Measy.
Look, these pieces are protected. Hold here. Another one. Another one in these. Who knows? Do you know what I mean?
No, go paint the tracks, man. What are you scared
they
of?
They didn't
man?
Even.
Go paint the tracks.
They didn't. The fire didn't even. The fire started touching his arm. They thought, no, fuck that. He's going to fucking jack me. And the fire went out after that. As soon as he got near Big here. Checks.
Young Checks. That's a Clap and. Fucking. Alk and Claps. They're you.
They're not together.
Their nephew. One of their nephews and one of their kids. I can never remember who the dad is. I'm sorry. Big pluggage, of course.
Big up Checks. Big up Clap. TBA.
Like this guy here, you really shouldn't chuck it with him.
Look at this diet.
Don't chuck it. Don't chuck it with Babe. Yeah? Don't chuck it.
Don't chuck
Just
it.
A word of advice. Don't chuck it.
Please.
Please.
Please. Stop with your chucking, please.
We've got CBM.
Who did that? Reef Bees.
That's by Fabe. Look, there's a Fabe tag there in the S.
No, I meant the CBM.
Oh, the CBM? I don't know. Who does that look like? I don't know.
Bees.
Oh, yeah, maybe. No. Bees was done by Fabe, though. That's a Fabe outline.
Yeah, maybe he did that and he did that.
It's possible. Alk here, I like the colours in the Alk. That reminds me, that middle kind of pinkish colour reminds me of the plastic coats we used to get back in the day. What was it called? There was the mushroom brown and then there was, Aztec maybe.
We got this man saying, writing that he loves putas.
Putas, I've seen
and
that about.
Miller, my son's bike.
I've seen that
he
about.
He gets mugged and beaten up and bullied at school and the kids, they throw his bike in the canal. I buy him new bike, new one gets thrown in. He's very upset.
Think, brilliant. How much to jump in there, like? How much? 20 quid?
20 quid?
Shout out.
But what, if you come down here, you get your graph protected.
In it? Looks like it, man.
What's that about?
But I reckon they put this fence up because people keep setting fires. That's what I think.
They yeah, put fires.
AMC.
Yeah, if you've got the middle letter wrong.
I look at the B-boy character with the Met gold-plated, what's it called?
Bad.
Belt buckle.
Belt. The M is meant to say H. Brother.
Oh, yeah, AHC, innit? What's up with that? Pilot.
Never heard of him.
Oh, shit. Is this Partism?
Yeah.
Ew. That's sick.
That was quite old. Yeah. When was that?
Not super duper old, but...
Do you know when that is?
If it's the guy I'm thinking of, this is a legend, man. Partism.
One T.
Oh, look what you wrote. You got ripped my hand here. Dot, dot, dot. Was that even
2010, son? What the fuck? How come this shit's getting protected?
You know we've done episodes about... I don't know. But you know we've done episodes like our favourite dub on a train, our favourite piece, our favourite New York, our favourite... I want to do one. My favourite messages written next to pieces. You know, there's been some cool ones back in the day. What's the classic one from Subway Art? There's
one, quite a
Yo,
few.
Yo, Mom, Sorry, or something like that. Back on Broadway. Oh, yeah, Back on Broadway with the cop.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about probably the biggest, most renowned bits of graph on earth are the Ozzy Osbourne Black Sabbath bits of graph.
R.I.P. Ozzy, yo. A little bit out.
But the scene
Ozzy.
Did.
Yeah, seen all them not well.
And one
to.
Of them, he was doing the, you know, I think it was the Hand of Doom.
Yeah.
And the car pulled out. No, it wasn't the Hand of this. One of the ones has got a lesser background, yeah? Uh-huh. Because he's fucking standing on the train to like help him do the background of the train and it fucking pulls out.
Oh shit.
So he's like, fuck, now I'm gonna have to do like a much more kind of chilled background, like with this like fading it in the blue. And you can see I'm like looking at like, oh shit!
Deep.
Fading in the blue.
Where's
because
this
the
video?
Fucking train pissed off. No, it wasn't a video, it was just listening to him.
Oh, sick.
But
yeah,
all
I was
going to
say Danny DeVito looked poking
all of
up.
Those things. Ozzy Osbourne. Black Sabbath.
Yo, R.I.P, man.
We should play those in front of here. Some of those whole cars right now.
Yeah.
The greatest whole cars of all time. It's basically those whole cars and... the Destiny's Children hold cars as well, for me.
Lots of that old graph was done listening to Led
Destiny's
Zeppelin,
Child?
Black
Destiny's
Sabbath.
Destiny's Children.
I can't remember, but I know the one you're talking about.
Destiny's
and
Children?
Lee, Keone's, all
Dondi, like top to bottoms with the kids with the hands.
Yeah.
And there's that famous photo. Bruv, you see those photos there, yeah? When there's one in Paris as well, which is nuts. The outdoor section and the whole car's going across the fucking bit.
Mm.
Mate, those Dondi ones are nuts with New York behind it, but there's one in Paris. Vex has got one, a couple of people have got one where it's going past in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
On the elevated section, going, but that's like, damn, that's like retire from life sort of shit.
Yeah.
Then just sit in your chair and just dictate. That'd be a quarterback, sofa quarterback forever.
Deep.
Sick.
Oh look, let's help out a little bit. Take some of these off.
You saw the Bakerloo?
Oh yeah, the Bakerloo with the on it. Sick. I'll put that in there. Alright, yeah, that's all you're getting, bruv. I took a bit away.
Drost SB, I saw the N throw up on the way here.
Yeah, he's heard he's out and about as well, so...
My man.
Congrats to him for getting, you know me, he's out and about.
Gets a bit more bougie as you go down here.
Yeah, now it's getting bougie, we don't have to go up there. Should we do a little something on that thing there? Quickly.
Where, what?
Up there, over those, like there's throw-ups, I'll do a piece over it. Quick piece, two-colour fade, jobby.
What, AHC?
Yeah. Fuck it.
What have we got? What paint have you got?
Well, I've got... Bunch in there.
Can't we do like a theme in an amber? You want to do like a long, elongated AHC?
Take up the whole wall. I mean, let's get there and see. I'm down with what you put an FEME in there or something.
Yeah. Could do it.
There was one thing I wanted to bring up. I saw a stand-up comedy special. You know I love my stand-up comedy. Is a comedian from America. He's called Joe DeRosa. And the name of his new special, it's on YouTube for free, you can watch it. What's it called? It's called I Never Painted You a Rose Garden, is the name of the special. And why I liked it in particular is because most specials, they come out, they do jokes, some tell stories, whatever, whatever, and like, it's like really fucking saturated at the moment. Everyone's a fucking stand-up comedian. But this guy, there was like a message to be told, and there's a beginning, middle, end, it's in chapters. I thought it was really well put together. Theme, I was thinking of you when I was watching it. One, I think you would enjoy it. Have you heard of Joe DeRosa?
I think so.
He appears on a lot of those American comedian podcasts and stuff, but I'd never watched one of his specials. But I was really, it didn't blow my mind, but it was really enjoyable, really good, really well put together. Then I thought, Theme, you got to get back into stand-up.
I know.
Get on it, bruv. You were so 100% good.
100%, I want to get... And you have to. Is this a homemade shank, bruv?
Nah.
snapped homemade shank.
But you were so naturally, geared towards doing it. But the thing is, as an art form, because most art forms you can practice at home. The thing is with stand-up comedy, you can practice at home,
but you don't know how that's going to go down.
Yeah, the only way you can really practice is by doing it.
But that's the thing is with stand-up comedy as well, the same shit you practice at home, you go and do it and it goes well five times. That doesn't mean it's going to go well six times.
No, but that's
the whole
point.
It's weird like that. And in your head, you're going, yo, I'm doing the same material as I did last week.
Yes.
And nobody's like, no. There's so many different things that go into it.
So many factors, yeah.
And when I allowed it, it's because I had that one bad gig and I went home going, bum that, not doing that, 1,000,000,000% not doing that.
That's the equivalent of a graffiti writer starting doing graph, gets nicked once. I go, bum that, I ain't doing that,
But
what I mean?
everything was going sick.
Yeah.
It was going like, oh my God, you could come and do this, come and do this. And I was going, yeah. And then I did the same shit one night, different.
I think Tony's on. Is that a Mad Lib thing? No, it's not. That's Tony Tut. We should really go check Tony, man. Let's go check Tony.
Yeah, we're going to go across the court, across.
Yeah. But yeah, you should get back into stand-up.
Yeah, no,
I was going to ask the people at home, all the hardcore listeners who have been watching since the beginning. Theme has told a lot of stories. He's had a lot of rants
little
on
ducklings.
There. Oh, yeah, little ducklings. He's told a lot of mad stories, a lot of funny stories, a lot of funny rants he's had. Which ones do you think would make for a good stand-up comedy thing, you know? So all those hardcore listeners, leave
down
a comment.
Some jokes recently.
Let us know.
Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, come on.
What does a duck use to do his hair?
Whacked.
Come on, bruv, come on. You don't get jokes written like that anymore. You don't get... Talal didn't write that. He didn't invent that, nothing.
No, I didn't. Mason and Fifth. Hey!
Yes.
Brother, can I trouble you just for 1 second? We're filming right now.
Yeah.
Watch out, G, get out of the way. We have a podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yeah.
I was wondering, watch out. Can you give us a little drop?
No problem.
Yo, it's Jumping Jack Frost.
Yeah.
You're watching Arms House to
Your Mum's House.
All right, come on.
Yes,
hold that.
Come on, bro.
We met a few times before with Saul from Chasing Status.
Oh, yeah.
You had a book coming out.
Yeah, that's right.
You
that's
had a
right.
book coming out, yeah.
That's right. My book, Big Bad and Heavy.
Yeah.
Big Bad and Heavy.
Anywhere tested tonight, then I go Barry. Watch this.
So what, you ready then, yeah?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
You ready, yeah?
Yeah.
Yo, this is Jumping Jack Frost, and you're listening to Arms House to Your Mum's House. Kaboom.
Blit.
You're a bad man. We want to get you on the show maybe one day. I'll hit you up, no doubt.
On Insta.
Jumping Jack.
Will do, brother. Thank you.
Oh, there we go. That was the first bit. Let's keep going through. See who else we might bump into. Smuggle my beer in. Do you know what I mean?
Are you ballsing that shit?
No, I'm just holding it. It's all right.
Damn, look at him.
go in the opposite, older than you, I'll give you £20 if you get a first date. Yeah. And she's like an accountant or some shit. She's the heifer.
Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Where's the El Baño?
I have no idea. Have you ever seen it?
Is he gone?
You fucking tell him from me he's a nice guy. Okay. You fucking think he's a nice guy, damn it.
I'll let him know, man. I'll let him know.
Necesito el baño, papi. ¿Dónde?
You're right. What's up? I don't know where theme's gone, but we got Tony Toca right there, son.
Is there a toilet here, sir?
Big love to Charlie Dark, yo. Much love.
If you are not listening to Arms House to your mum's house, then what are you doing with your life, bruv?
You know what I mean?
There you go.
God damn it. You don't know nothing about no gram.
Thank you. But I just want to let everyone in the Arms House know, yeah, that I scored a fucking blinder.
Top bins.
Top bins. And I was shouting, puta! Because it was like the last kind of minute winner.
Oh, shit.
And the last game I played in Barcelona, and I won that too. And I scored the winner. It's actually Ronaldinho, bro, in the house.
He's on top form, man. Shout out. So we recorded a bunch with Tony Touch and all that stuff, but we didn't do enough. So we're going to do a couple of graph critiques.
Tony Touch was a great man. Great man.
Really nice.
You know, he made me very proud. When I spoke to him in Spanish, he was mixing and he said, oh, there's Latinos in the house. And I said, he knows.
He knows. He said, there's some pasty Latinos in it.
We're the best, mate. As we were saying, we need to put something else on. I got something else for you graph critique.
Oh yeah, what happened? Yeah, actually,
do you remember our boy? Talk to me. Yeah, get those shits ready. But yeah, anyway,
they're ready, but tell the story and then I'll bring it up.
Cheat is a writer who I used to write with all the time. It was Cheat and Theme. He's the same fucking tea. People thought it was one person. It was cheat theme. Anyway.
Yeah, we've spoken about him on the pod.
Yeah, quite a few times. And we couldn't link each other for a long time. And then we drifted apart. Anyway, partly because of Arms House, I guess. A lot down to the passing of our friend, Jamie. Rest in peace. Because we bumped heads. We met each other at the funeral again.
Yeah, yeah.
So out of every bad thing comes a good thing. Mm. And... anyway, he's always been into graph. He's been sick at art, you know, all the time, blah, blah, blah. Sick art, a sick drawer, a sick technical drawer.
From school days, I remember him from school. Yeah. And
comes
from an artistic family.
But he ain't painted. But yeah, artistic family. Sisters are sick at art, actually. Sick.
Yeah.
Sister used to draw Tank Girl bad. Anyway, dude's always been keeping an eye out for the graph and shit. And then he's seen a couple of bits. He's like, my man's painting with who? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And then we see each other at the ting. And he's eventually come out to do some graph. So we're going to look at this graph critique of the graph that we've done with Big Cheat. Yeah. Who? I need to make a couple of things clear. This brother hasn't painted, no bullshit, for 25 years. Okay. We worked it out. 25 blood clot years.
Not even a little bit. Now, sketching.
Yeah, and it's sketching, not painting, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Which is what I tried to. I don't think he heard me much because he was so invested in this dub. But I was like, yo, saying all the things that people used to say to me, all the things that we say to everyone, like, just yo, go simple, like calm, go fatter. Mm. But because he's done graph, I didn't want to say shit, and he's better at me at like drawing anyway. I didn't want to say shit.
Yeah.
But it's weird how someone who has done graph before, has got that experience, has done decent graph, like good graph before, and can technically draw, goes back into graph and makes the exact same mistakes, Amber.
Yeah. Is it? Well, let's pull it up and then you can point them out, yeah?
Yeah, but the mistakes got fixed up. But what I'm saying is like border where you're going, shh, 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 right, still on the same top half of the letter. Instead of going, you know what I mean? Going round it.
Uh-huh.
But look, the dude's done it for 25, not painted for 25 years, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you saying about that? The elongated, wide kind of Dubbington.
Yeah.
You should show the other photo. You can't really
What's this bit here?
I know. What's all of it?
It's cool.
A dub, yeah? Done by someone who's just had a bong hit and then cycled to fucking thingy. I just do what I want now.
It's like it starts getting more and more obese as the letters come along, and then the E is just a big, fat, chunky fucker.
But I said to him, I said to him, that T, yeah? I'm like, bruv, this T is fucking flamboyant and fruity. Yeah, yeah.
Proper
and a
fruity.
Bit fucky. Like, you're going to get this for painting with me because I've done a T like that, yeah.
And where does that go? What? It disappears behind there. What?
When I dropped it on the wall, it was actually the H came across, went through, came up.
Yeah.
But then when I filled it in with the chrome, I completely forgot. And I've done this. You mean so I just went around it, did something else.
And then we get to the cheat.
Yo!
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you tell me, but for someone who's not painting for 25 years, he's fucking fuming with this. He hates it.
Oh, yeah?
hates it, fuming with it, can't stand it, says it's whack. I'm like, yo, bruv, the A. I mean, he might have had a little bit of help from me when I went around with him, made it fatter. But it's just those little things. Like when you see someone doing an outline and it's mad thin, yeah?
Mm.
Mad thin. And they just join the line. And then you just see someone do that with the fat cap, or not even a fat cap, like a standard cap, and just go round and not be, like, he's like properly overthinking it. And I'm like, bruv, you're the fuck out. You're going to be doing this in like 3 seconds after like five or six goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't you think it's still got that? There's still a little bit of that old like cheat style in there. What do you think? I'll shut my mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's not completely like his style back in the day, but I can definitely see remnants of it for sure.
Mm.
I can definitely tell my man's been sketching because he's still got, like, you know, the balance of the letters and, like, you know, the top of the C here and then, like, how it links the top of the E here and then the T there, kind of, it, like, follows along. Like, you know, he still knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? It's definitely not toy. I love the double border. It's confidently done, although I can see in some bits where he's not been so confident. You know what I mean? That's from, you know, just having such a...
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's going into it too much and then doing cutback, then non-cutback, then cut, and then, like, oh, I was going to make it fat, I've got to make it... And I'm like, dude, relax. If you just go, trust me, you know what I mean? It's going to be...
Yeah.
But he'll know that in a couple of...
And this is just kind of shaking off the cobweb style. You know what I mean? Exactly. And I can see, you know, where you've probably, you know, chimed in as well.
A.
You know what I mean? The A is dope. I think it's the best letter. The A, and because to be honest, if I'm going to be brutally honest, I like the continuation of the C, the E, and the T, but I'm not a big
fan. You don't like that sort of...
I mean, they're all right.
Well, the top of the C and the E, the elongated bits.
Yeah, like...
Is that
like,
what you do? Or just the curvy style?
I don't know. It's just there's something about it. Yeah, like I don't know actually, because it's cool. It's cool. Like, you know, I don't want to be too harsh on the mofo.
You're not being harsh. You're
yeah,
being
I'm
sad.
Not.
You're saying like you don't. What bit don't you like?
It's just like just a preference thing. I'm just not a big.
I thought
fan.
You were gonna say something about the C.
Well, it looks like a J, backwards J. You know. More so, but it is a C though. It is a C.
It looks way more like a C than a
yeah. It does. It does again. That's, I'm being
yeah.
Actually, it would be
way
better.
Like a C.
You know what I would have done if I was him, because this one on the C, it kind of looks like it. Like imagine this is one line, yeah, going round like that, and then curving round, and then coming down to here.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You could do the same with the E, curving round, doing like that. I guess the T, because you want that bit poking.
That'd
up
be like
the top,
Candy
so
Bandits sort of style. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, more of a script kind of thing, you know, like
bun that script. No one wants to do script.
Not like, script. I'm saying like, you know, just like that's kind of what, like, you know, it's a C with a little flick on the end there. You know what I mean? But like, anyway, I'm rambling on here, man. I like the H and the A, the way they sit. They're kind of opposite each other, like kind of that's looking that way, that's looking that way. So it sits nicely in there.
Yeah.
It's
good positioning shit. Good for the first time after 25 years, bro.
Yeah, it's a good effort, man. Very good.
Son.
Very good. And yeah, I could imagine him like going, oh, this line's too thick, this one's too thin. But you're like just going, just chill. It's a dub. Like, you know.
Yeah, we're
going
to put a double board around it. We're going to put highlights on it. We're going to put yada, yada, yada on it.
Oh, you went over the theme. Was the theme thing still there?
Still
the 420.
There.
The 420
yeah.
one. Yeah.
Still there.
All right, cool,
easy.
Man. So what, me and Cheat now, we're beefing because he went over my character, yeah? So
yeah, slap bang on the middle over it.
That's it. We're it's a beef. No, I'm just kidding.
No, there's something about his style. I still like it, man. I did go around all of it with the making just the fat. But you just want to see people. When he was doing it, I was like, just do the shadow fatter. And I'll just do the line
the
fatter.
Shadow
thinking
been
in
fatter.
My head, shadow should have been fatter. But he's gonna nail that. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah,
and I was thinking about him, like big up to yourself, Cheat. I reckon that the journey home from my side to his side was like the quickest journey of his life. He would have been, I know what he's like, studying them photos, like hardcore. Yeah. You know, when you wake up, you're like, oh shit, it's my stop. This would be one of those ones, man.
Over-analyzing, straight up.
But my dubs are starting to look like someone who is getting bored of graph or smokes like crack, like crack cocaine, and just doesn't follow any rules anymore, and just doesn't get like doesn't.
You're having just, fun with it.
You know I mean,
that's the main thing.
But only in places like that. You know what I mean? If I was doing a dub, I'd be doing a dub.
Yeah,
like a nice, crisp, impressive dub.
And again,
if it was a
for some reason I have a hook in my craw. Is that the saying? I have a hook in my craw. No, but
I got a pain in my side.
Yeah, when you do a lowercase e and then a capital,
and then a baby. See, you're still shit on
that. Like, I don't know why. God. It would just look so much better if it was a lowercase there as well. Just copy that flex there. Right. Just like maybe the bottom bit. Just
you know what?
Yeah,
I tell you what happened there.
Yeah,
I was going over a theme with two e's, and I said to myself, "Right, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do it with a different spelling." And then fucking forgot to do the different spelling. So by the time I got to the last E, I was like, nah, I'm going to do a big one now. Fucking done, pissed off.
I can imagine when you were painting this, you were just the whole time like that, looking over at Cheek, going, rah, reminiscing from 25 years ago. We're back.
But he was proper fucking fucked. Yeah. I need to add that he was fucked.
Like, it looks
was
like
constantly about to spew the whole time.
Oh, what do you mean?
About to spew. Yeah.
Oh, right.
When I linked him, he's like, bro, I just had a massive shit and clapped a massive munch. Like something happened to me on the tube, and I'm like, yo, it sounds like if you have a massive shit, you're generally all right. You know what I mean? Only just got through that.
Sounds like he's making excuses up just in case his dub came
out. No, he was fine.
Now, big up Cheat, man. Yo, hopefully we see more from my man. You know what I mean? All good.
Yeah.
All right. So
I've got so many. I got hoes in different area codes. I've got to put my phone on silent, brother.
That's fair enough. Let's do another one. Some have been sent in. Let's do.
We just saw all those ones. That late one. Who's that? Ubel.
This one says
Cubble.
Double. DUBL. Don't ask me how that's a D. It looks like an S because the eyebrow of this character.
It looks like a Lucille Ball hairdo. Looks like a Lucille Ball hairdo, bruv.
I think it's supposed to be a throw up.
The twos and fives used to be full of burners. And now it's just damaged. You know, this guy.
Two color flayed, blue to light blue, black outline. The D has like a mad face in it. Like he's a bit angry. You know what I mean? He's looking like that. One eyed.
It's absolutely horrific.
It's horrible, man. Horrific. Back to the drawing board, yo.
The B is upsetting. The first letter like, has to. You know what I mean? Especially if it's four letters in your thing, and the first letter we can't even tell how it's a D, you're already fucked because you're trying to do like a bubble easy read style. It's not easy to read.
No.
And I can't even read it.
Exactly.
Bubble. Gotta say bubble.
There's potential there though, I must say, but yeah, you need to get on it. And again, the highlights.
What this person thought is if I do the eyebrow in that kind of way, it looks cool. So then I'm just gonna do it now. You know, mate. Find out the eyebrow looks cool and then put it in a way that it looks like a D, man.
In it, man. And also, again, which happens a lot with these, I'm hoping this is a young toy. They just put a little, because they don't really know where highlights go. They go, oh, it goes on the right-hand side, I guess, like that, yeah. So they just put it on one little bit there, you know, on each letter. There's more highlight. You should put a highlight there, you know what I mean? All the way down there, a little bit on the U coming there, a little bit on the D bit here, you know what I mean? A little bit here on the side there. These are all where highlights should be going. Again, I'm nitpicking now, but this is like things that...
But that's like, mathematical graph. For me, you don't have to... Like, I would put bits on the B, yeah. But you see the right-hand side of that U?
Yeah.
For me, I wouldn't have to do a highlight the whole way down. I might do it and then do two dots... Or do it and the line gets thinner as it goes down and disappears. You know what I mean?
And theme, I want to correct you because there are people out there, like mathematical graph, the people who have to get it spot on. And you can,
but I mean,
you know,
like if the shadow's here, it's got to be there. That's true. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be on every bit. I know if the light was shining, it would be on every bit.
But I want you to know, for me, as long as it looks good, fuck the rules. Like, I don't care what the actual light hitting here and the shadow should be there. If it looks cool, then that's what fucking matters for me at the end of the day. But if you're doing something simple like this and you're putting highlights, I'm telling you, these little details, they make all the difference for me. You know what I mean? Like, at least lets me know that you know what you're fucking doing, you know?
Yeah.
Let's do one.
It's like an
more.
MZ or like.
Yeah, I saw that MZ there, with the face thing there.
South London. Could be South London, mate. Do you know what I mean? If I was a betting man, do you know what I mean? He's probably going to stab us now.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't stab
both of us with the same blade. I'll double them up, bruv. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, let's end on this one, man. Oprez. I think we did one before of this guy a while ago. OPRES again, another dub, but like really, he went in on this. You know, I wouldn't really call that. Well, it is a dub, but it's got 3D with like fades in the 3D. It's got cracks running through it. It's got a yellow one time, blue background.
Yeah, but it's 100% a dub.
Yeah, it's a duck. It is a duck.
You put the cracks and shit on top.
It looks cool, man.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I like it.
I like it. You know, I like the arrows.
I'm not too keen on the top, the way that E goes up so much, like into a coney kind of.
Yeah, up there.
Almost I like a hat. But he had to do that, really, didn't he?
It's like kind of,
bring it up with the R and shit.
The letters like that, they're going.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? I like the S. I like the O. I like the O more actually.
There's a guy who writes Blem.
He sent me a blim rib boy. Yeah, sent me a salmon rib boy.
I like how he's done the cracks with the fades and the cracks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's nice on that. And the highlights running up the cracks as well.
And then he's got a he's done it with a thin nozzle. Then he's got a jolly thin nozzle under the highlight on there.
Theme, can you see a mistake? I just spotted a big mistake. Yeah.
Well, there's going to be so much mistakes.
Look here. This hat's got to have yellow.
No yellow.
It's supposed to be yellow there, you know what I mean? From around the outside, it's supposed to fill that in yellow, bruv. Yeah, like he did here with the S and
yellow BR, bruv. Yeah.
No, but that's a nice dub. I'd be happy with that.
Doing graphs like that and do, you know, like if you just fuck around when you go to these legals, when you go to do something that you need to do better, you probably do it more simple and it comes out fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And you're like, yo, that's decent. That's why I like fucking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's something about the E I don't like. The R, the way the R goes up, it like looks like it, you know, maybe it's the hollow space of the E is too small or some shit. But it's making me think like Dungeons and Dragons, like Lord of the Rings kind of.
I feel it. I like that.
No me gusta.
And that O could have been a D, but it's really nice. I like it. Anyway, regardless,
you know, I like
it's a nice O, you know what I mean? And I like the way that flicks go, and then the arrow. And even like little details, like just a little like little shade here, so it's going behind the letter. Like, you know, he's got it here where the letters overlap. Little details, you know, you might not notice them straight away, but, you know, I think all of them together come together, you know, the little colour.
Yeah, I like the reach. I like the Oprez one, reach.
Is that Oprez there?
Oprez one.
Oh, yeah.
You see it there, though. You see the O and the P, the way the P spins around into the R. Okay, okay.
The N
and
there.
Then the E goes.
It's biting my stars a little bit, but it's all good. I'll let you off, Oprez, you know what I mean? Just fucking around.
Dancing.
All right, so that's episode 142.
Is that 142, brother? 142. Oh, yeah, I've still got slam maps to give away. I've got...
Oh, shit.
Bap throw up maps to give away. I might have a green diet tag on a map to give away. My man's got bits, bruv.
Which one should we give away then on this episode? If people leave a comment below here, let's give away the slam.
No, I've got a lot of slam ones, so we'll give out a slam one first.
All right, perfect. Guys, ladies and germs, if you leave a comment below this YouTube video right here, episode 142, you can be in the running to win this slam map. Have you got it there? Holding it up? Yeah, I can't even see you, man.
Yeah, boy.
All right, cool. So we saw Tony Touch the other day. So here's a track from his album, The Peacemaker, which I recommend for anybody. It's a dope.
You're going to his birthday party in a couple of weeks, yeah? We're best mates now, by the way, if no one knew, Tony Touch.
We're
best mates.
Donnie Dogg.
He gave me Jennifer Lopez's number. Latina's Black in the house, Puerto Rico.
This is featuring Gangstar, Guru, The Peacemaker, the track.
But hey, Arms House batters this, batters everything.
Be the mic smoker, puff drug with Tony Toker. He be the beat breaker, the master peacemaker. Making masterpieces, timeless works of art. Some of y'all might be afraid of what lurks in the dark. So by the wave of his hand and by the flick of his wrist, Tone brings things to light at the flick of a switch. Well respected, well connected, from Bushwick to Vegas. B-boy fanatic, dramatic on the crossfaders. All my people that love that real shit, they got love for Tone, cause he make them feel shit. All the DJs like to steal shit, but when we see him, they be fronting like it's love, knowing damn well they wanna be him. Tiny on Indian style, that's what we giving them style. It be the peacemaker, I'm the jewel of the wild. Gang to the star, old jug lock steady, word to rock steady, better get your blocks ready.
Tony Touch, the Incredibles, DJ. The tables turned, reel it back one time. Okay, Tony Touch. It's so tremendous. Tony Touch. Who's sleeping on the pro, creeping on the low, T-O-N to the Y. Fuck with us and watch your fam die, damn high. Know you want another CD of that hardcore rap shit, we got a degree in that.
How legal is this? Do you know the law?